It's now time for another one of Deirdre's video casebooks, which are amazing. It's the online version of the picture stories that we know and love so well in the Sun newspaper. People have been emailing me, telling me which their favourite ones are. There's loads of people who have been watching them over the weekend. A lot of people favour Cliff's shock revelation. So that's the one we're going to bring you tonight.
Okay.
Just in case you can't get to the Sun's website. Now, here's Cliff and Janice, his girlfriend.
I'm off to my mum's now, Cliff, but I'll be back in time for tea.
Okay, Janice. Well, give him my love, and I'll work on these sales reports while you're out.
Okay.
I can't concentrate on this. I've got other things on my mind that just can't wait.
Mm. Is he talking about the script that he can't concentrate on?
No, he isn't.
Oh.
What do you think those things could be?
I don't know.
So Janice is out.
Hmm.
What does Cliff do? He goes straight upstairs and goes through her drawers.
I've always loved the feel of this. It's so silky and smooth. I feel so relaxed dressed like this. I wish I could explain it to Janice, but she wouldn't understand.
Okay, yeah, he is actually wearing some of Janice's clothes now, let's say, from her drawer upstairs with underwear in it. Come on, we've all done it. Come on, you're sat there. Right, okay, if you're sat there next to your girlfriend right now, or your wife, in the car, on the way home from work, maybe you're in the kitchen together cooking tea. Girls, I can tell you, he has put your underwear on at some point. He has. All blokes do it. And you can look at each other in that funny way like you're doing now, but I'm telling you, girls, it's happened. When you've been out at your mum's, like Janice, it's happened.
You're on your own with this one.
Oh, come on.
Look, I've always told you when I've worn women's clothes, and there we are. And right. It just happened that one time when I played the prostitute in a school play. But apart from that, I've never worn women's clothes.
Anyway, back to the story. Oh, no! Janice is back! But she's still got no idea that Cliff's wearing her panties.
Hey, babes, did you manage to get all your work done?
I did, thanks, yeah. How's your mum?
Oh, she's fine. Actually, she was in a pretty good mood because she won a tenner on scratch.
She'd go mad if she knew I was wearing her knickers. But I couldn't resist leaving them on.
Was that a thought bubble?
Yeah. You can't resist it, can you?
No.
Girls, your bloke could be wearing your underwear right now. He probably is. Right, Janice has got an idea.
There's nothing good on TV, Cliff. Come on, I've got a good idea.
No, not tonight. I'm a little bit tired. Sorry. I don't want her to start undressing me. She'll go up the wall.
Oh, no. He's still got the knickers on. She's getting a bit fruity.
Oh, no.
Cliff's not interested at all. We all know why.
What's he going to do?
Why won't you let me undress you, Cliff? What are you trying to hide?
Nothing. It's nothing. Just get out of my way.
Right, it all goes off now. This is the best bit.
Cliff, why are you behaving in such a strange manner? I demand to know. Cliff, why are you behaving in such a strange manner? I demand to know.
Oh, no, don't do it, Cliff.
Fine. Well, you really want to know?
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. You're wearing my knickers!
Scott Mills. Radio 1.
You are kind of on your own on the men wearing their wives and girlfriends.
Yeah, well, they would say that, wouldn't they?
Nick in Torquay, Andy in Derby, Rob in Brighton, Nick on the way home, Steve on the way home as well.
They're not going to admit it to their girlfriend. It's like Cliff.
One text comes in and just goes, "Not in my house, sunshine."
Girls, it happens. That's what boys do.
It does.
They do. You go out, they're straight in your underwear drawer, it happens. And soon you start admitting that to yourself, yeah.
What? The sooner you start admitting that, are you just trying to stir up trouble between couples who are driving home at the moment?
Not at all. Someone says they were driving past somebody on the motorway and saw a bloke get whacked properly hard by his wife around the head. Not sure if the two incidents are related. A lot of people want this as their text alert.
Oh, my God. You're wearing my knickers.
And lots of people saying that sounds like Laura. And the "oh, my God" bit sounds just like Laura.
It does a bit.
Oh, my God.
It does. Imagine that, though. You're in the pub, having a pint, and get a message on your phone.
Oh, my God! You're wearing my knickers!
Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that, please?
This is Phil.
Hi, Phil. Where are you today?
I'm in Birmingham at the moment.
How can I help?
Sorry?
How can I help you?
I'm just calling to say that everyone has tried their girlfriend's underwear on. I can vouch for that.
Everyone's done it, yeah?
Everyone's done it.
Now, when was the last time you did it?
It was a while back now, because I've been single for a while, but it was a nice black lacy thong.
Yeah. How did it feel on you?
It was quite soft, actually. I think it was Lenore.
Lenore?
Was your girlfriend at the time not annoyed that you could fit into her thong?
It was a little tight.
Did you tell her?
She still doesn't know, and I hope she's not listening.
Excellent. Okay, see? All men do it.
It's true.
And you're single now, are you?
I am. I don't know why.
No, me neither.
Oh, God. You need to get on Deirdre's video case book, mate.
Not in the thong.
No. Phil's shocking revelation. Right, so you totally stick up for me and say, yeah, they all do.
I do. I believe you 100%.
Yeah, and even if they say they don't, they do.
They're lying. This is Radio
1. National. Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi there.
Hi there. Who's that?
It's Alan.
Hi, Alan. How can I help you?
Well, I just thought you might like to hear the story about me wearing a pair of girls' lacy French knickers.
Right, you see, I'd like nothing more, Alan.
Everybody's done it, and if they say they haven't, then they're lying not only to their girlfriends or wives, but also to themselves. Go on then, Alan.
What actually happened is I pulled a girl one night and took her up the road, and, you know, inevitable happened. And she was wearing a very nice pair of lacy pants.
Mm.
And, well, we'd run out of cigarettes and drink, and I was quite drunk already. So she says, well, why don't you nip over at the shop? So I starts getting dressed. And she says, look, it really turned me on to think that you're out at the shops wearing my sexy underwear. So I obliged, put them on, thought it was a bit weird, went to the shops, crossed the road and got hit by a taxi. And woke up in the Western Infirmary in Glasgow.
Oh, no.
With the offending garment pinned to my wee clipboard at the end of the bed. Much to the amusement of all the nurses. Wow. I quickly signed myself out and went back up the road, and the cheeky cow was still in my bed. Good on.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Very embarrassing.
No, really?
I will never, ever, ever wear women's underwear again. Tea in the Park 2007.